It's official. Ground is broken for a 50-meter pool and aquatic center for the Cayman Islands. It is a historic milestone, one that's decades in the making. And on hand, there were swimmers, coaches, partners, members of the community, and of course, government officials. We'll have more on the story for you next week right here on Radio Cayman. Cayman's national basketball team suffers a tough loss at the FIBA AmeriCup 2029 Caribbean pre-qualifiers in Guyana. Radio Cayman's Jevi Ebanks has the story.
Cayman fell 96-63 to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, but battled hard for four quarters. Down from four at halftime, Cayman was overpowered in the post in the third, falling behind as many as 27. The team refused to quit, storming back in the fourth to cut the lead to 14 before St. Vincent pulled away late. Cayman is back in action on Sunday at 3, facing Haiti in Group B. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Jevi Ebanks.
A strikeout there by Team Cayman as the under-12s secure a 4-3 win over the USA Stars Wednesday at the 2026 International Baseball Invitational in Fort Myers, Florida. Xander Echeniki started on the mound, earning four strikeouts, while Drake Manderson sealed the victory with a clutch walk-off hit, bringing Dylan Jones home for the winning run. Cayman's 14-and-under team defeated the USA Stars 5-1, with Tyler Bagley pitching four innings and allowing just one unearned run. Finley Connors had an RBI single, and Liam Wright added another RBI. The girls' softball team unfortunately had their first game called due to lightning after two innings. They played again later against Team FMA, but that game was also canceled early due to lightning, ending in a 4-4 tie. Rugby fans, mark your calendars. Cayman Rugby has announced dates for the 2026 RF Bank & Trust October 7 series, which kicks off on October 3rd, with five games through Halloween. Matches will be played between 2 and 6 p.m. The Cayman Islands Golf Association is congratulating Luke Dodson on a, quote, outstanding performance at the 2026 British Columbia Junior Boys Championship. Luke finished with rounds of 72, 71, 78, 70, with a +3 handicap, earning qualification for the 2026 Canadian Junior Boys Championship. And speaking of championships, the chase for the championship continues at South Sound Dock on July 19th for Round 3 of the 2026 Cayman Islands Water Sports Association National Tour. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
With valuable points on the line and only two rounds remaining, CIWA says the pressure is on, so you can get ready for another action-packed day featuring high-speed racing, close competition, local food vendors, live entertainment, and a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Looking at the standings after round two, Devontae McLaughlin leads the NA Light Division with 120 points. Eden Fisher is topping the chart in the NA Open Group with 96 points. In the novice stock with 120 points, it's Max Lawrence in front, and Tyler Wattler heads into round three in first place in the amateur group with 120 points. It's a three-way tie in pro open with 96 points each for Klein Glidden III, Nathan McLean, and Benjamin Mantel. Round three is July 19th at the South Sound Dock with racing starting at 10 a.m. Admission is free, and registration is open now through July 16th. You can find the link to the form on CIWA's socials. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
That is your local sports. I'm April Cummings.